Good evening. This is Akashvani. I'm Saira Mujtaba with the news at 9. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and UAE President Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan hold talks in New Delhi. Sign agreements to boost cooperation in defence, space, energy and investment sectors. IMF raises India's economic growth forecast to 7.3% for current fiscal. BJP working president Nitin Naveen all set to become party's new national president. Supreme Court expresses concern over exorbitant rise in airfares during festivals. Railways runs 244 special trains for Moni Amavasya, facilitates over 4,50,000 passengers. And in Women's Premier League cricket, match between Royal Challengers Bengaluru and Gujarat Giants underway in Vadodara. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today held delegation-level talks with President of the United Arab Emirates, Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan, at his official residence in New Delhi. During the meeting, several agreements were signed in fields of defence, space, energy, supercomputing and food safety between India and UAE. Briefing media about the outcomes of the meeting, Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri said, agreements were signed for strategic defence partnership and joint initiatives on space infrastructure development and its commercialization.
A letter of intent was signed between the two sides to work towards concluding framework agreement for a strategic defense partnership between India and the UAE. A letter of intent was also signed between the Indian National Space Promotion and Authorization Center in space and the UAE Space Agency for a joint initiative for space infrastructure development and its commercialization. Under this particular initiative, we will look to setting up new launch complexes, satellite fabrication facilities, joint missions, space academy and training centers.
Mr. Misri said agreement was also inked for UAE's participation in the development of special investment region at Dholera in Gujarat.
A letter of intent was signed on the UAE's participation in the development of special investment region in Dholera in Gujarat. This is a mega partnership initiative that will look at the establishment of an international airport, a pilot training school, an MRO facility, a greenfield port, a smart urban township, as well as projects related to railway connectivity and energy infrastructure.
The Foreign Secretary said that India and UAE have agreed for establishment of a supercomputing cluster in India. He said both sides have also agreed to double bilateral trade to $200 billion by 2032. Mr. Misri said Prime Minister Modi and UAE President condemned terrorism in all its forms and manifestations, including cross-border terrorism. He said both the leaders emphasized that no country should provide a safe haven to those who finance, plan, support or commit terrorist acts.
The two leaders also had the opportunity to exchange views in detail on regional developments in West Asia, and they expressed support for all efforts in promoting peace, security, stability and prosperity in the region. They unequivocally condemned cross-border terrorism, and for the perpetrators, supporters and financiers of all acts of terrorism to be brought to justice.
The two leaders also agreed to continue cooperation within the framework of the Financial Action Task Force to counter terror financing and strengthen anti-money laundering efforts. They also directed their teams to work towards connecting micro, small and medium sector enterprises. The UAE President arrived in New Delhi this evening. In a special gesture, Prime Minister Modi received President Nahyan at the airport. The International Monetary Fund, IMF, has raised India's economic growth outlook to 7.3% for the current fiscal. We have a report.
In its latest World Economic Outlook, IMF cited better than expected corporate earnings in the third quarter and strong momentum heading into the fourth quarter of the current fiscal for upward revision of India's growth projection by 0.7 percentage point. The IMF signaled that the global economy has largely absorbed the immediate impact of tariff-related shocks. In its previous staff report, the IMF had projected 6.6% growth for financial year 2025-2026. Meanwhile, the IMF has projected 6.4% growth for India in the next financial year of 2026-2027. Tanvi Khurana from News Desk for Akashwani News.
Railways Minister Ashwini Vaishnav today said that the Mumbai-Ahmedabad bullet train project is witnessing steady progress with the installation of overhead electrification masts advancing along the corridor. Mr. Vaishnav, in a social media post, said the development marks an important step towards enabling electric traction for the country's first high-speed rail system and reflects consistent on-ground execution under the Make in India initiative. Earlier, the minister informed that India has achieved a record electronics exports of $47 billion last year. He said around $30 billion came from the production-linked incentive-driven smartphone exports. World Economic Forum begins at Davos in Switzerland tonight. More than 3,000 global leaders are expected to attend the 56th annual meeting. Over 100 Indian CEOs are in the Swiss town, along with a large government delegation, to take part in the five-day talk fest. Besides, union ministers, including Ashwini Vaishnav, Prahlad Joshi and K. Ramohan Naidu, are also expected to participate, and chief ministers of Maharashtra, Andhra Pradesh, Madhya Pradesh, Assam and Jharkhand will showcase their respective states for prospective investors. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Welcome back. You're listening to News at 9. BJP Working President Nitin Naveen is set to become the new national president of the party. BJP's National Returning Officer, Dr. K. Lakshman, announced that only Mr. Naveen's name was proposed for the post of BJP National President. However, the formal announcement on his election as new national president will be made tomorrow. Dr. Lakshman said all 37 sets of nomination papers were received in favour of Nitin Naveen for the post of the national president. On scrutiny, all sets of nomination papers were found to be duly filled up in the required format and were valid. BJP National President J.P. Nadda, Union Ministers Amit Shah, Rajnath Singh, Nitin Gadkari and other members of the Parliamentary Party Board proposed the name of Nitin Naveen for the post of national president. Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has accused the Congress of misleading the people of the country on the Viksit Bharat Jiranji Act. Mr. Chauhan was addressing a press conference in New Delhi today. He said, under MG Narega, the rights given by Congress existed only on paper. The minister stressed that the Viksit Bharat Jiranji Act guarantees at least 125 days of wage employment to every rural household from the earlier 100 days of employment. In Chhattisgarh, 9 Maoists, including 6 women, surrendered in Garyabandh district today. They were carrying a total reward of 48 lakh rupees. Speaking on the occasion, Inspector General of Police Amresh Mishra said, with their surrender, now no active Maoists are left in Garyabandh district. Around 10,000 special guests have been invited to witness the 77th Republic Day Parade at Kartavyapath in New Delhi on the 26th of this month as part of the government's effort to enhance public participation in national events. More from our correspondent.
The Republic Day Parade at Kartavya Path of New Delhi is a unique blend of the country's cultural diversity and military prowess. According to the Defence Ministry, the guests include best innovators, startups, self-help groups and best performers under various government initiatives. People with exemplary work in income and employment generation have also been invited. The ministry said that the guests have been invited with the objective of honouring their contributions to nation building and increasing Jan Bhagidari in events of national importance. The special guest include the winners of World Para Athletics Championship, students trained under Atal Innovation Mission, farmers practicing natural farming, and beneficiaries under PM Smile Scheme, among others. With Rishu Jaiswal, Bhanu Pratap Singh, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Chief of the Naval Staff, Admiral Dinesh Kitripathi, visited the National Cadet Corps or NCC Republic Day Camp 2026 in New Delhi today. Addressing the NCC cadets, Admiral Tripathi highlighted that NCC has played a crucial role in shaping young minds with values of discipline, selfless service and national pride.
When I look at the young, smiling and bright faces in front of me, I see a future vibrant India. So let me congratulate all the participants of RDC 2026, all those who took part in today's events. I was very much impressed with the drill and movement of the guard. Of course, the mesmerizing performance by the band. So well done, Bravo Zulu, as we say in the Navy.
Supreme Court today directed the Election Commission or EC to display the names of voters categorized under the logical discrepancies list during the ongoing Special Intensive Revision or SIR of electoral rolls in West Bengal. The apex court was hearing pleas alleging arbitrariness and procedural irregularities in the ongoing SIR exercise in the state. Noting that 1 crore 25 lakh voters in the state figured on the logical discrepancies list, the court said that the poll panel is to display the names of those on the logical discrepancies list at Gram Panchayat Bhavans and block offices, where documents and objections will also be submitted. The apex court has raised concerns over exorbitant rise in airfares during festivals. The court said it would interfere with the unpredictable fluctuations in airfares. Hearing a PIL, the court termed the exorbitant rise of airfares by airlines as exploitation and asked the Centre and the Directorate General of Civil Aviation to file their replies. The top court listed the matter for further hearing on the 23rd of next month after Additional Solicitor General Anil Kaushik sought time to file a reply on behalf of the Centre. Indian Railways operated 244 special trains during the Mauni Amavasya period, carrying over 4,50,000 passengers. The railways has successfully managed the peak festival rush of devotees during Mauni Amavasya period between 3rd and 18th of this month. The Ministry of Railways said Prayagraj witnessed the peak of festive travel yesterday with 40 special trains in operation, carrying approximately 1 lakh passengers. In Afghanistan, several people were reportedly killed and many others injured in a blast at a hotel in a heavily guarded part of central Kabul today. No group has claimed responsibility for the blast so far. British Prime Minister Keir Starmer today said that US President Donald Trump's threat of tariffs against allies over Greenland is completely wrong and a trade war is in no one's interest. Mr. Starmer was speaking at a news conference in London. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued a yellow alert for dense fog conditions tomorrow at isolated places over Delhi, Bihar, Haryana, Chandigarh and Punjab. Meanwhile, the air quality in Delhi NCR continues to remain in the severe category. In Women's Premier League WPL cricket, Royal Challengers Bengaluru have set a target of 179 runs for Gujarat Giants in the first clash of the Vadodara leg. Royal Challengers Bengaluru scored 178 runs, losing 6 wickets in the stipulated 20 overs. WPL 2026 is being conducted in a two-city format. After completing the Navi Mumbai leg of the tournament, all 5 teams have relocated to Gujarat for the second half of the competition. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and UAE President Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan hold talks in New Delhi. sign agreements to boost cooperation in defense, space, energy and investment sectors. IMF raises India's economic growth forecast to 7.3% for current fiscal. BJP working president Nitin Naveen all set to become party's new national president. Supreme Court expresses concern over exorbitant rise in airfares during festivals. Railways runs 244 special trains for Mauni Amavasya, facilitates over 4,50,000 passengers. And in WPL cricket, match between Royal Challengers Bengaluru and Gujarat Giants underway in Vadodara. That's all in the news at 9. Good night.